Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yankel Lieberman. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman Le'ilui Nishmas HaRav Yaakov Ben Matisyahu.
We're holding Pesachim Daf Samech Beis. It's written in the Gemara here. Ele Omar Ravashi, Rav Chista V'Rabo Bahai Kro Komiflegi, V'Nir Tzoloi L'Chaper Olov, Olov V'Loi Al Chaveroi. Rabbi Sova, Chaveroi, Dum Yedidei, Mahu de Bakapore, Av Chaveri de Bakapore, La Fuke Hai Orel, the Lav Bakaporu, Borav Chis de Sova, Hai Orel Nami, Caven de Bakhiuvu, Bakaporu, Hoyel de Boy Misakinavshe. Ravashi explains, the machlokes between Rab and Rav Chista is not with regard to Machsheves Arelim, as assumed in the Havamine, but with regard to Machsheva Shini Bailim, if Machsheva Shini Bailim passes, we thought Amanas She Yiskape Boy, Orel She Einoi Monoi, meaning an Orel who is not the Bailim of the Korban Pesach. Machsheva Shini Bailim is only where the Machsheva was for someone else who's Mechuyiv Kapore Kamoisoi. The Machloikis is, if an Orel is considered a Mechuyiv Kapor Kamoisei because he can mal himself and become obligated to bring a Korban Pesach, or not, since in the present state he cannot bring a Korban Pesach, thereby considered an Einoi Mechuyiv Kapor Kamoisei with a Machshava would not pass the Korban. Perhaps the Korban, I would add, would still not be Meratzeh. It would not be Oyla for the Bailim, according to the Rambam, who's of the opinion in Hilchis Psulei HaMekdoshim that there's a Machshova for an Einam Achuyiv Kapor Kamoisoi. The din of the Korban is that it's kosher v'loy Oyla l'Bailim l'shem Choyva. This is the Shitas HaRambam. Here too, this would be the din. But it would not passel the Korban completely, like every Pesach, which is brought Shaloy l'shmoy. So again, Ravashi says, the machloikis between Rab and Rav Chista is with regard to the psul of Machsheva Shini Bailim. Is where and only where, that means, the Machsheva Shini Bailim is only where the Oivit thought, she yiskabe boy Mishu Acher, either a mechuyev, only where he's a mechuyev kapor kamoise. We thought she escaped by oil she'enei money. This is the machloikis. In a different instance, Ravashi is saying there would be no machloikis. If the machshava would be for someone who's not a money, not a bailam on this Korban Pesach, and also not an orel, then everyone would agree that this would be a machsheva shini bailam, which would pass all the Korban. If the machshava would be for an oral who's a monoi, everyone would agree that the korban is pasul also, not because, or not necessarily because, as we'll discuss later, of because of machsheva shini bailim, an oral who's a monoi might be considered a bailim on the korban pesach. This we'll have to see bezus Hashem yisborach later, but because of machsheva sareilim. It's only in this instance where the machshava was for an orel who's not a monui. Is there a machloikis if this is considered a machsheva shini bailim of a mechuyiv kapora kemoisoi, which passels the korban or not? In short, where the machshava was for an orel monui, amenashe yiskapel orel monui, or Amanashe yiskaper einoi orel ve'einoi monui. There's no machloikis. According to both Rav Chista and Rabba, the korban would become pasul in those instances. By orel monui, because of machsheves areilim, the korban would become pasul. By einoi orel ve'einoi monui, the korban would also become pasul because of machsheva shini bailim. Therefore, in those instances, there wouldn't be a machloikis. The machloikis is only where he thought amanashe yiskabel orel she'einoi monui. The machloikis is if the korban becomes pasul because of machsheva shini bailim, if this is a machsheva shini bailim of a mechuyif kapara kamoisai, which passes the carbon or not. According to this, meaning Rav Ashi's explanation, that the machloikis between Rab and Rav Chista is with regard to the psula machsheva shini bailim. The machloikis is not only where the machshava was during shchita about zrika, but also if it was during zrika. This is Pashit Azeh. Why? You don't know why? Because it's Pashit. Rav Ashi is coming to say that the machloikis is a machloikis in the din machsheves shini bailim, not in the din machsheves areilim as thought up until now. Again, Rav Ashi is saying the machloikis is a machloikis in the din machsheves shini bailim. We know machsheves shini bailim passels not only where he thinks in shchita about zrika, but where he thinks in zrika also. Why then, the Gemara brings, it's stated in the Gemara before, Shachtoi Lemulim Amanashe Yiskapru Bayareilim. Why is it stated Shachtoi Lemulim and not Zorak Leareilim She'enon Menuyin? Why talk about Shechita? If Rav Ashi is saying, explaining that the machloikis is by shini bailim, so the Gemara could have said zorak la'areilim. I saw later the Chazon Ish in Or Chaim Simen Kuf Chof Dalid asks this question. Rabbi Kivege here asks, what's the difference if it's considered a machsheva shini bailim of a mechuyiv kapore kamoisei or not? My naf gemine. The korban anyways becomes possible in this instance because of machsheva shaloi lo oichlin. What? That's how Rabbi Kivega asks it. We'll soon see. Regardless if it's considered a machsheva shini bailim of a mechuyiv kapore kamoisei, as Rabbi Kivege explains, machsheves shaloi lo oichlov is a machshova that the korban pesach should be brought for someone who can't eat, whether he can eat because of a physical handicap, a chole azokin, or because he's not a monoi. This is irrelevant. I would add that although the Rash on his Pirush on Teres Koyinim writes that an einim monoi is not forbidden to eat, he just doesn't fulfill the requirement, the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. A tremendous chiddush. This that it says in the Mishnah at the end of the fifth parak in Zvachim, Einei Nechol Ela Lemonui, is not an Isser, according to the Rash. It just means he's not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. Well, no, nevertheless, he's still considered an Einei Roi LaAchila with regard to the fulfillment of mitzvah Achila.
Also what says in Ezim Mekoyman.
Okay, well, wait, maybe later. Let's proceed. Akupan, this is Rabbi Kiva'egis Kasha. Therefore, in this instance, we thought that the Korban Pesach should be brought for an Einoi Moni. The Korban should be, the Chayu, the Korban should become possible L'kulei Alme, because of Machsheves Sheloi La'oichlov. I want to point out, when Rabbi Kivega asked this question, what you said, what you brought up before, he doesn't just ask that where he thought Amanas She'yiskape by Einoi Moni, the Machshov of Sheloi La'oichlov, can also be regarded as a machsheva shaloi la'ichlov? Shaloi la'ichlov? But machsheva, no. Machsheva shaloi la'ichlov, I'll say again. But machsheva shaloi l'mnuyov passels because it is a machsheva shaloi la'ichlov. I'll make it clear. Let's make it clear. There are three ways of understanding the psul of machsheva shaloi l'mnuyov, which passels during the shechita of a korban pesach, like it's stated in the Mishnah on Daf Samech Aleph Amid Aleph. The first way is that it's an exclusive machshava which passels as a separate din machshava. Just like machsheva shaloi la'ichlov passels, so does machsheva shaloi l'mnuyov, but not because of the psul machsheva shaloi la'ichlov, and not And also, I would add, it also doesn't passel because of the psul machsheva shinui bailim. It's a separate din machshava. That's way number one. A second way of understanding this is that it's considered a machsheva shinui bailim, like it would appear from Rashi, as we had explained in the previous shiur. A third way of understanding this is that it's a machsheva shalayla oichlov. This is how Rabbi Kiveg understands. You know what? I'll quote his lashon here. V'loy zachisi lahaven, asks Rabbi Kiveg. D'habaloy belav krozeh. The shini bailim poisel ba'alma. Mikomokom ha'yipasel be'pesach. D'hab v'shoichet shalaylim nuyav. D'les be'mishum shini bailim ba'alma. Mikomokom be'pesach pasel. The have bechlal shaloi loichlov. Listen carefully. The pasul mitam bemichsas nefoshes the tzorich sheyia l'shem oichlov v'she'enon menuyin lav oichlin hein. Rabbi Kiveg writes explicitly that machsheva shaloi lemnuyev is pasul because it is a machsheva shaloi loichlov. Now Rabbi Kiveg continues to quote his lashon. V'chein shoichet amanas luzrik domoi l'tmei mulareh l'meduyim posel d'tzorich shetehei shchita almanas lizroik l'oichlov v'im kein b'shoichet lizroik sheloi l'mnuyov posel mishnei taimim echod mitam shini bailim d'osi mikrov v'nilzoloi beiz mitam d'havi shoichet amanas lizroik sheloi l'oichlov im kein b'im ha'eino b'nuyim arelim nehi midin shini bailim ein livsol de lav bakapor de kavose mikomukim livsol as Rabbi Kiveg mikoyer shaloi loichlov vavi trei pomim shaloi loichlov mitzad eino menuyim u mitzad heim arelim etc. Shoy Rabbi Kiveg's question is based on the assumption that shoyichet amanas lizroik shaloi loichlov is just like shoyichet amanas lizroik la'arelim. What? One second. This is the opinion of the Ri. Rabbi Kiveg's kash, I'll say again, is based on the Hanocha. This is the opinion of the Ri, which Toisis on the Samech Aleph, Omer Aleph, Dibra Maschul v'shochte brings b'shmoi, b'shem, the Ri. Meaning, according to the Ri, there's no difference between Machsheves Areilim and Machsheves Shalei Loichlov. L'choy l'uzokin. Since they're both derived from the posig of Ishlufi Ochloi, they're both one din machshava. Therefore, by both, they don't passel during Zrika. And they both passel during Shechita, even where the machshava was about Zrika. Therefore, Shochet Amanas Lizrak L'choyle V'zokin is also passel. This is because this is considered that the Shechita itself was done L'choyle L'zokin. This is the Shechita Sariyah as mentioned. And Rabbi Kiveg is asking his kasha based on this. However, the opinion of the Rambam is different. The opinion of the Rambam has a different shita altogether. The Rambam, I quote his lashon in Perek Beis Halacha Vav. Shochdoi lemulim v'zorek adam l'sheimulim v'areilim posel. Shazrik echamura sheika akobin. Shochdoi lemulim sheyiskapru bo areilim posel. Sharei yesh machsheves areilim bezrike. The Rambam says, where the machshava was that the zrika should be done for areilim, it's possible. Whereas the Rambam is mechalik, there's a difference, writes the Rambam, between machsheves areilim and machsheves lechoy lebezokin. The Rambam concludes shochtei loichlov lizrik domi shaloi loichlov a pesach kosher vein adam yoytze ba yidei chivosoi lefi shein machsheves oichlim bezrika. But we'll leave that for Dafayim Ches Be'ez Hashem, with Snageya in this sugya. Again, the opinion of the Rambam is different. The Rambam's opinion is that there is no difference between Shochan Amanas Lizrog and Zorak. The difference is between the two machshavos, Shaloi Lo'oichlov, meaning L'choy Lo'vezokin, which doesn't passel, not only during Zrika, but even during Shechita, where he thought to do, when he thought to do the zrika l'choyle b'zokin. Machsheves ha'reilim, however, passels even during zrika. The Tosfos Vid writes that Rashi is also of the opinion that machsheves ha'reilim passels during zrika also. Rav Chaim explains the shitas of Rambam. We'll see the Tosfos Vid Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach soon. But how the Rav Chaim explains the shitas of Rambam that when one thinks during shchita about zrika, the psul machshava of zrika is what passels even during the shchita. Therefore, only with the machshava would have passeled had it been done during the zrika. Does it passel also during the shchita, even though he thought about the zrika? Where, however, the machshava had it been done during zrika would not have passeled. It doesn't passel either, even during shchita where he thought about zrika. This is how Rav Chaim explains the Rambam. According to the Rambam, this that shochdo yamanas sheyizrak adam la'areilim is pasul is because zorak la'areilim is pasul. Shochdo yamanas sheyizrak adam l'choyle v'zokin is kosher, since zorak l'choyle v'zokin is kosher. In other words, machsheves areilim is not machsheves L'choyle b'zokin. Machsheves l'choyle b'zokin would not passel in this instance, since zorak l'choyle b'zokin doesn't passel. The Gemara says before, in machsheves ha'ichlum b'zrika, this is how the Rambam learns. Therefore, this that machsheves areilim passels in this instance is not because a machsheves sheloyle oichlov itself doesn't passel in this instance, where the machshava was doing shchita about zrika. Machsheves areilim, however, passels, as stated in the Gemara. This has to be because machsheves areilim is a separate machshava, not machsheves shalai loichlov. Therefore, in this instance, we thought sheyiskapel orel she'einoy monoy, this that it's possible is only because machsheves areilim is not machsheves shalai loichlov. If it would be, it wouldn't passel in this instance. It's due to the exclusive machshava of areilim, which passels even during zrika, and therefore it passels also in this instance where he thought during shchita about zrika. This exclusive machshava of areilim, of machsheves areilim, passels only by an oral monoi, not by an oral who's not a monoi. This would be a teretz on Rabbi Kivega's question. So again, I'll repeat, the way Rabbi Kivega asks the kasha, in this instance it should be possible because machsheves shalayla oichlov, this would only be a kasha according to the Ri's opinion. According to the Rambam's opinion, it won't be shver like we just said. However, one can ask the kasha differently. Not in Rabbi Kivega's nusach that machsheves shaloi lebnuyav is a machsheves shaloi loichlov. Zolzayin, a machsheves shaloi lebnuyav is not a machsheves shaloi loichlov. But one can ask the kasha ke'ein ze, differently. It should be possible because of machsheves areilim. This kasha that machsheves amanashe yiskabel orosheinu money should be possible because of machsheves areilim, Rashi addresses and answers that machsheves areilim is only by menuyin and not by einen menuyin. What? This is how Rav Chaim in the Sefer in Hilchis Korban Pesach on Amud Samech Vov Dibor Hamasru Vihine explains that Rashi is asking this question and is answering this teretz. You know, I'll quote you his lashon. Dehine bepirish Rashi Shom. He's referring to the Rashi by us here. Hiksha. Again, Dehine bepirish Rashi Shom Hiksha. The Mainaf Kimina Bozeh. That it's possible because of machsheves shini bailim. V'tei biglei de belav ochi ha-pesach possible mishum machsheves areilim. This is how Rav Chaim is explaining the Rashi. Rashi's kasha. V'tirets. Rashi answers, the nafkemina bazeh. The machshev is a nafkemina. Whether there's a din machshev ashini bailam in this instance, where he shechted the korban pesach amanas, she yiskaper boy oro sheine money. It should be possible anyways because of machshev esareilim. V'tirets the nafkemina bazeh. The machshev esareilim loy poslo rak b'menuyin. This is a chiddush. What? The mashah. Yeah, the mashah on the toisvis. The mashah on the toisvis in Dibur HaMashal Ki explains that toisvis is asking, how can it be? Why should machsheves areilim not pass by ena menuyim? The logic is, the svari is, that machsheves areilim, being that it passes by menuyim, it should surely pass by ena menuyim. This, however, is what Rashi is explaining. There's another question to ask regarding this Rashi. How is it possible that he's an orel and an enoy monoy also? If he's an orel, how did he become a monoy? We will not discuss this now. Rab Chaim there in Hilchis Korban Pesach adds that it's possible, Rab Chaim adds, it's possible that the Rambam argues with Rashi with regard to this specific point. Machsheves areilim by an enoy money, meaning where he thought that the Zerika should be done for an oral who's also an enoy money. Rashi here is of the opinion that Machsheves areilim does not pass on in this instance. Machsheves areilim passes only by menuyim. The Rambam, however, or perhaps Reb Chaim says, disagrees with this and is of the opinion that Machsheves areilim passes even in this instance, meaning even by einon menuyim. Rab Chaim explains, based on this, that the Rambam has Rashi's question. Why isn't the Korban Pesach possible anyways in this instance where he thought that it should be brought for an oral who's an ain't a money because of Machsheves Areilim? What difference does it make if there's a Din Machsheves Shini Bailim on a Machuiv Kapar Kamoise? If the Korban is anyways possible because of Machsheves Areilim? The Rambam can answer like Rashi, since the Rambam is of the opinion that Machsheves Areilim is in effect, meaning it passes even where it was for Neina Monoi. Therefore, the Rambam has to answer this question differently. Because the Gemara Bayas is of the opinion, this is how Reb Chaim explains, B'shitas Rambam. The Gemara Bayas is of the opinion that Miktsas Orla doesn't passel even by Zrika. What? Miktsas Orla means where the Machshava was that the Zrika should be done for Areilim and Eina Areilim also. The Korma does not become possible because of Machsheves Areilim, since the Machshava wasn't that it should be brought solely for Areilim. However, the Korma would become possible because Machsheves Shinui Bailim. The Rambam, however, paskins like the previous Gemara, who's of the opinion, Miktsas Areilim Poslo, even in this instance where he thought that the Zrika should be done for Areilim and Einam Areilim also, the Korban becomes possible because of Machsheves Areilim. Therefore, the Rambam admits this Gemara, he's mashmed the Gemara, meaning he doesn't bring this Gemara with regard to Machsheves Shini Bailim because it's irrelevant. The Korban is anyways possible because of Machsheves Areilim, which passes even by Einan Menuyin and by Miktsas Orla. Due to this, it's not necessary for the Rambam to bring this Gemara with regard to Machsheves Shini Bailim. In capsule form, with regard to the essence of Machsheves Shaloylim Nuyev and Areilim, in capsule form, there are three ways how to understand the essence of Machsheves Shaloylim Nuyev. One, it's a Machsheves Shini Bailim, like it seems from Rashi. Two, it's a Machsheves Shaloylim Nuyev, like Rabbi Kiva Eger writes. 3, it's neither of the above, but it's a new, a separate din machshava, which this din machshava was said exclusively by a carbon pesach with regard, what? With, by a carbon pesach, yeah. There's a third, three ways how to learn, how to understand machshava shalaylim nuyav. And with regard to machshava sareilim, we'll also chazen now, in capsule form, according to the Ri, this is a machsheves sheloi la'oichlov, like a machsheves choyle v'zokin. That's what it would appear from the Ri. Rabbi Kivege writes it explicitly. According to the Rambam, Rabbi Kivege writes it explicitly by sheloi l'nuyah, but again, according to the Ri, this is a machsheves areilim, is a machsheves sheloi la'oichlov, like a machsheves choyle v'zokin. According to the Rambam, and Rashi Ledas HaToysis Rid, this Machsheves HaReilim is a separate din Machshove. Machsheves HaReilim, what's with Tmeim, the Meiri adds Tmeim also. The Rambam is, it's Mefurish Rambam, and in Toysis Rid Ledas Rashi, by, that means the Shitas Rashi according to Ledas HaToysis Rid, that Machsheves HaReilim, Machsheves Areilim is a separate din machshav, and the Meiri adds Machsheves Litmeim also. Meaning, even during Zrika, Machsheves L'choyle V'zogin does not passel during Zrika. And the Rambam and Rashi L'dasa Tosis Rid are of the opinion, and the Meiri adds Tmeim, that even during Zrika, this machshava passes. It's a separate din machshava. It's not the machshava of Shaloi La'oichlov. Rab Chaim entertains a possibility in the Ram, even Mitzas, Orla would passel, we thought during Zrika. You know something, maybe we'll speak about it for a few minutes. The Tosis Rid, as we had mentioned before and in the previous year, the Tosis Rid deduces from this Rashi that if one is Zoyrik the Dam of a Korban Pesach, La Reilim, meaning during the Zrika, he thinks that the Zrika should be done for Areilim, the Korban is Pasul, Machsheves Areilim does not apply to Shechita, but to Zrika also. This is the Tosis Rid over here in the Sugya. He deduces this from Rashi. It would seem like the Tosis Rid on this, his diuk in Rashi, the chacha from Rashi is, because Rashi, he's learning that Rashi is explaining the difference between the Havamin and the Maskona. Rashi should have mentioned that the Havamin of the Gemara was that the Machshava it passels only during the Shechita when he's thinking about the Zrika. In the Maskona, we're talking about Shini Bailim, the Machshava passels even during the Zrika. From this it would appear that Rashi, from this Hashmota, that Rashi doesn't explain that the divots between the Havamin and the Maskona, Machshavet, the Machshavet, is possible even during Zrika, because in the Havamina also Machsheves Amanasha Yiskabel Areilim Sheinu Menuyim would passel during Zrika. Rab Chaim explains Rashi differently. Rab Chaim explains Rashi had a question and is coming to answer this question. Rashi's question is, what difference does it make, my nafkemina, if it's considered a machsheves shini b'ayilim or not? The korban is anyways possible because of machsheves areilim. Rashi answers, machsheves areilim doesn't pass where the machshava was that should be done for an orosh hein money. Machsheves areilim passes only by a money, which should be done for a money. This is Rashi's intent here. No, therefore, that Rashi is coming to say, even if machsheves areilim during Zrika were not passel the korban, nevertheless, Rashi says in Afgemina, even where he thought during Shechita about Zrika. It's not considered a Machsheves Arielim since the Machshava was that it should be done for one who is not a Manui. Machsheves Arielim, in short, is only with the Machshava, was for a Manui. If the Tosfos really understood the Rashi like Rav Chaim, would he deduce from Rashi that Machsheves Arielim passes even during Zrika? I'm not sure. I want to point out, Rashi here writes clearly that Machsheves Arielim does not pass by Eina Menuyin. Rashi before, on the top of the Samach Aleph on Amid Beis, Rashi writes, Shochtoi la'achiloi lemulin, aval yiskapru boi bezrikosoi areilim menuyin, oy she'einon menuyin. From this it would appear differently, that Machsheves areilim passels even by einon menuyin. Unless Rashi means to say, I thought of this also, but it's a doichik. Rashi means to say the machloikis is by menuyin according to the havamin of the Gemara, and by einan menuyin according to the maskona, according to Ravashi. Rashi then doesn't mean that machsheves areilim passels by einan menuyin. I'm not sure it's a doichik. The Gemara on Amud Beis asks as follows. With Oivid has a machsheves lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy. The Gemara asks as follows: Ma bein lishmoy? Listen carefully. Ma bein lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy? A machshava lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy. The korban becomes posel, as it is stated in the Mishnah before and after the Testament Beis, where the shoychet of a korban Pesach thinks lo oichlov v'shaloi lo oichlov, the shechita should be done for both oichlim, people who are fit to eat, and einan oichlim, people who are not able to eat from the korban Pesach, like a choylov v'zokin. The korban is kosher. Tosfos here in the Dibur HaMaschil ma bein, again, Tosfos here explains that the question is, why don't we learn machsheves, that machsheves lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy shouldn't invalidate the korban, shouldn't passel the korban from the din of machsheves lo'ichlo v'shaloy lo'ichlo by korban Pesach, just like the machsheves lo'ichlo v'shaloy lo'ichlo does not passel the korban. So too, machsheves lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy should not passel the korban. Now, what's the comparison between the two machshavis? The Gemara does not ask this about other machshavis which passel the korban, like pigol, chutzlum koymoy, machsheves hinuach according to Rabbi Yehuda, in zvachim daf lamed vav amed aleph, machsheves areilim. We can add according to the Rambam and Rashi, that's a Tosfos Rid. What the Gemara is only asking, ma bein machsheves lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy and machsheves la'oichlo v'shaloy la'oichlo. The reason is that these two machshavis have a common denominator, common ground. Let me explain. The foundation, the yesod of the psul by both machshavis, are because they're required to be done, meaning the avoidus of a korban are required to be done lishmoy in a certain manner. Or take korban Pesach, the korban Pesach, the shechita of a korban Pesach is required to be done la'oichlin. Based on this, where one thinks contrary to this din, which the Torah requires, Shaloi lishmoy by all korbanos, or shaloi la'oichlov by the shechita of the korban Pesach, the korban becomes posel. Whether the machshav is in itself a posel, like Rab Chaim and the Biskirov Zechonim Lavrocha learn Bedas HaRambam, or the way it appears from Tosfos and Menachis that Membeis on Membeis, Dibur HaMaschil Matam, like Rab Chaim points out, and from Rashi, I would add in Zvachim Daf Beis Amid Beis and Daf Gimel Amid Aleph in Zvachim, that it's due to the lack of lishma in the akrovas akorbin. This is why the korban becomes possible. But it's all meyusid. It's all based on the requirement of lishma. What? I'll explain. Rabbi Yosef ben Zichron Levracha once said, he explained Rashi in Zvachim and Avgimel Amid Aleph in accordance with Rabbi Chaim and the Rav's understanding. Rashi in Zvachim and Avgimel Amid Aleph explains the psul of Machsheva Shaloi Lishmo by Kabonis. Rashi's Lashon is Shmoy Nitfas Ala Zevach, the shame. Someone shechs a korban chatas l'shem oila, the l'shem oila, the shmoy, the l'shem oila is nitvas ala zevach, lak shmoy mimenu, it would sound from the, you read the Rashi, Bashkova Rishoyin, it sounds like Rashi is coming to say that the psalm achsheva shaloi l'shmoy is due to the chsoin l'shmoy. Rabbi Yosef ben Zichron Levracha once explained that Rashi can mean that the essence of the machshava is a machsheves akira. The machshava is here, so to speak, for the purpose of uprooting this shame korban, for instance, chatos, and changing it into a different shame korban, for instance, oila. Not that the machshava necessarily uproots anything. In actuality, it doesn't uproot anything. But this is the essence, the purpose of the machshava, is a machsheves akira, thereby being rendered always a machsheves akira all over. Machsheves shaloi lishmo is rendered a machsheves akira. Again, by all the machshava is psul, machsheves pigel, for example, there is no requirement for a korban to be nishchat with a machshava to be eaten today, toich zmanoi. Why? I'll tell you. The Mishnah, Gemara, Rambam, do they ever mention that a korban has to be brought amanasha yeyochel toich zmanoi? The machsheves pigel is not based on the korban being carved in a certain manner. Therefore, the poisel of machsheves pigel is not related. When I say pigel, chutzim koymi, other machshavis, that pasul of korban, they're not related, not shaykh at all to this gemara, to machsheva shalei loicho, machsheva shalei lishmoy. Machsheva shalei lishmoy, like machsheva shalei loicho, is based on the requirement that it should be brought lishmoy. Just like machsheva shalei loicho, is based on the requirement that the korban be brought for eichlin. Based on these requirements, that both machshavas, shaloi lishmoy and shaloi loichlo by korban pesach, pasul. But the machshavas are chal in a manner, in an oifen, that the korban is brought differently. Shaloi lishmoy, the korban is nishchat with the machshavas shaloi lishmoy. Af, like we say in Yiddish, af yene korban. Or the Korban Pesach is brought Shaloi La'eichlov. The Korban Pesach is nishchat differently. Shaloi La'eichlov, L'choy L'vizokin. We already explained this in a previous Shion Dav Samach. The issue in the Gemara here, this is the issue. The issue is when there's a machshava for both, L'shmoy v'shaloi l'shmoy. Or by a Korban Pesach, when there's a machshava for both, Oichlin v'she'einan Oichlin. Is it like it was done solely shaloi lishma, or solely shaloi loichlov? Was it done only shaloi lishma, shaloi loichlov, or is it like it was done lishmoi or loichlin, and therefore doesn't passel? Other machshavas like machshavas spiegel would definitely passel because this in itself, the machshavas spiegel, passels the korban. These machshavas, however, the yesod of the psul, the base of these machshavas, are due to the requirement of them having to be brought, done in a certain way, in a certain oifen. The machshava only where it's mishane, even if it's a machshava apaiselis, it's the machshava being chal in an oifen where it's mishane the maisa itself, the maisa is being done shaloi lishmoy. The maisa shchita of a pesach is being done shaloi loichlov. There it has it in to passel the korban. This is the shaila of the Gemara here. By machshev es loichlov v'shaloi loichlov. It's considered as the Korban Pesach is nishchat for oichlin. And that's why the Korban doesn't become posel. Like Rashi before explains on the bottom of the Samach Omer Aleph. Gevaldige Loshen Rashi. The Gemara, the last line of the Samach Omer Aleph. V'okaimelon mikzas oichlin loy poslo. Meaning, a Korban Pesach that's nishchat with a machshava for this, that the shechita should be done for the sake of an oichel v'she'en an oichel, a choyel v'zogin, and someone who can eat as well. Rashi says, the last line of the Amud, Rashi is explaining why in this instance it's kosher. Mishum, the Rashi says, the efshel kezayis, the akula shchita, Rashi says, the akula shchita nami, mishum oichlin sricha, the efshel kezayis baser beloy shchita, the whole shchita, the entire shchita is necessary for the oichlin, the entire shchita has to be done for the oichlin. Therefore, we regard the shechita as being done for the oichlin, the entire shechita. Ula kamim eforish ma'ishnod the lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi posel ula oichlin v'shaloi lav kosher. This is a Rashi. Rashi l'chari means why don't we learn out lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi from la oichlin v'shaloi la oichlin like Tosis explains. But Rashi is explaining la oichlin v'shaloi la oichlin that's kosher is because it's rendered as if the whole, the shechita, the entire shechita is being done la'ichlin. Again, the shaila of the Gemara is, by machshev v'shaloi lishmoi also, the ma'isa avoida should be regarded as being done lishmoi, and as a result, should not passel the korban. This is the oimik of the Gemara here, and it's an important yesoid for many sugyas in kashrus as well. To conclude with the aura, the Gemara is mechalik between lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, which is posel loichlo v'shaloi loichlo between lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi and loichlo v'shaloi loichlo by shechidas korban pesach, which is kosher. And the Gemara, one of the chalukim are, the Gemara says that lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi is psuli, psuli beguva, and then one of the chalukim are efshel levarer isuroi. The Gemara says, "Lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi is eiv shalavari yisuroi loichlo v'shaloi loichlo eiv shalavari yisuroi." Rashi explains, "What in diba maschol, in diba maschol eiv shalavari." Rashi says, "Inami," in the second pshat, "Levari im emes machshavtoi im ein bo mamish kegon yachilenu l'ruuyin." V'nimtzeis machshavtoi b'teilo l'mafreya u'l'she'enen ru'uyin yarzo d'meyen v'kach shamati. L'choyra, okay, this is the aura I wanted to say. Rabbi Yosheber Zichroino Levrocha was ma'orah this aura, that Rashi here does not seem to coincide with the Briskirov's understanding of the actual machshavah shaloi la'ichla. The Rav in his Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach explains that machshavah shaloi la'ichla is not only that the Pesach should be eaten by someone who's not roi to eat it, not that the actual machshavah is that it should be eaten by a choy levizokin, but the bailim of the Korban Pesach. There's an exclusive din bailim by a korban pesach with regard to its achilas basar. We won't elaborate on this now. The machshava is that the bailim of the korban pesach, the exclusive halacha din bailim with regard to achila, his machshava is that it should be a choyel v'zokin. This person who's not roi to eat, he should become the bailim on the Korban Pesach with regard to the Achila. According to this understanding, Rashi here is hard to comprehend. Rashi obviously understands differently. Obviously, it would seem that Rashi understands the machshava shaloi la'aychav. The actual machshava is that the basar should be eaten, meaning bepoyel, it should be eaten. Now, if the machshava would be that the bailim of the korban with regard to achila should be the choyle v'zalkin, Rashi's hard to comprehend here.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.